Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 132. In this show, we're going to be looking at scheduling SaaS or WordPress. You need to be able to schedule appointments, offer people the ability to book sessions with you, especially if you're a coach. We're going to be looking at, like I say, the best SaaS and WordPress solutions. Got a nice list. I've got some bonus ones as well that I haven't told Kirk yet, but there we go. Didn't really run out of time. So it should be a great show. I've got my ever-patient co-host, Kirk. Kirk, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Yeah, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Onnen. I own an agency called Manana No Mas. We focus largely on membership and learning websites. And we also do direct work with WP Tonic and Lifter LMS.
That's fantastic. Should be a great show. We've got a ton of great information to give you. But before we go into the meat and potatoes, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
Coming back, folks. I also want to have the opportunity to say we've got a fabulous course developed by Kirk himself. It's normally just slightly under $50, but we're offering it at half price. Plus, if you send the invoice after you've done the course to WP Tonic, you can get a year's hosting for half price. Our starter bundle, fantastic value. So that's a great offer. Like I say, the course shows you how to build a membership website or community website on WordPress using all the best technology from beginning to end. So it's just fantastic. Plus, we got a created list of the best WordPress plugins and technology. To get all these goodies, all you have to do is go over to wp-tonic.com/deals, wp-tonic.com/deals. It's a great offer, folks. So let's go into it, Kirk. So somebody's booked an appointment for you to have a consultation and they're wondering, you know, they've probably got a membership site or coaching site and they're looking for the best way to let people book appointments with them. How would you start the conversation, Kurt?
Well, that's an interesting question, Jonathan, because you think that scheduling appointments or an appointment setting tool would be easy peasy out of the box. Let's just pick one. But there are differences, and it kind of really comes down to case, you know, case use, right? Use cases. What's your budget? Do you want to pay once? Do you want to pay every month? Do you have more people on your team? Like, so there's a big difference between scheduling tools that are like for a solo person and tools that are for a team of people. Because, you know, if you're trying to coordinate a lot of different calendars and you know, sync things together, that can get complicated. And then, of course, payment gateways. I am a huge fan of having people prepay for appointments. And so the idea that you could schedule an appointment but swipe your credit card to reserve the time, that to me is a really big feature. And some of these tools we're going to talk about today are easier to set up than others.
Yes, and you're so right. It really does depend on what you're specifically looking. Obviously, I've got a bias, and I think Kurt's got a bias. We like as much in-house with WordPress as possible. But a number of these SaaS scheduling calendar SaaS platforms, they integrate reasonably well with WordPress. I just like having as much native WordPress as possible. It reduces complexity to some degree. Now, let's start with the big gorilla, Calendly. Use it myself. Use one of the others that we're going to be talking about. It's got a lot. I think it's got over 700 to a million active users. Obviously, they're free products. It's the bulk of that. I love it and I hate it because it works. The free, you can't take payment with the free version, but I wouldn't say it's crippled. If you just look, you're just a one-off individual and you're looking for something that's simple, that's free and works, it's great. My problem with it, Kirk, is I think the interface is a dog's breath, the back end. I literally have to watch about 4 or 5 videos to work out what I want to set up. I have to spend about set a like afternoon or just to find out how I want to get something set up with the bloody thing. What do you think?
Well, there's certain things that seem easy, like syncing or integrating your Zoom with it, right? So it's going to set up a Zoom meeting when someone books an appointment. That feature seems to continuously break on me. So either it doesn't set up the Zoom meeting, but it sends me a message saying I need to create a Zoom meeting and forward it to my attendee. Or it'll do something even stranger, and that is it'll schedule the Zoom meeting, but will not put the appointment in my synced calendar, right? So unless my Zoom is open, I'm not going to get a reminder to go to a meeting. So because we use Calendly in a business way, it forces me to literally every day sign into different calendars, make sure that, you know, I'm on point. I got to make sure that I'm synced. So I got to check Zoom to make sure there's no meeting scheduled. I got to check or to make sure that there are meetings scheduled, right? And then I've got to check my calendar to make sure that those Zoom sessions are scheduled on the calendar as well. And that's important because if it doesn't sync to the calendar that is the synced or shared calendar with other tools, then that's how you get double booked for things. And so I've been really struggling with the Calendly setup over the last, I would say, 8 or 9 months. It's really been an issue. But there's one reason why I used to recommend Calendly all the time. And I'm not sure if it's really as applicable now as it was then. It used to be like the ubiquitous use for scheduling. Like everybody was on Calendly for a while. And what was really cool about Calendly was if you went to book an appointment with somebody, it automatically checked their calendar and told you if there was a conflict. Like it was really cool about, like if you wanted to reschedule in a meeting, it would say, oh, well, Bob's not available, you know, Tuesday at 3. That was really cool. Like because of its ubiquitous nature, it was able to give you the two-way information on that syncing. But now there's so many options. I don't think that's as important or as much of a driver as it was maybe 2-3 years ago.
Yeah, I think you're spot on because I have multiple calendars with Google. I have Pacific times where like 3 weeks I want to be available, but the fourth week I don't want it to be generally available on a Pacific time. And it will do it, but I had a hell of a job and it got a bit flaky with me. I've got one, touch wood, that's rock solid. But I have, funny enough, I haven't added it to the list, and that's called Book Like a Boss. But I got it years ago on a Asuma special deal, lifetime deal. It's got their branding on it, which is the only thing I don't like, and they want an enormous amount of money to get the level where you don't have their branding. But it just works, and because I've got the lifetime deal, I still use it. But I do... Calendly is great. It just can be infuriatingly fiddly and also, in some circumstances, not totally rock solid. Would that be a fair summary?
Yeah, and I want to cut them some slack. I mean, I know they serve a lot of people. They offer, you know, that freemium example, and it gets a lot of people into the game. So I don't want to, you know, I don't want to crap talk them on the podcast and make people think not to try them. But if your needs are extended, or you're more specific about having to be super granular about when you're available, when you're not available, what multiple calendars to sync with, I would recommend looking at a different product. If you are a simple person with one Google Calendar and the normal work week to make schedule appointments on, it's probably great. But when you try to get in and do all these extra, you know, tweak this, tweak that, tweak the other, sync with this other thing, do some automation, I think it just gets to be a bit much for the system and things break.
Onto a WordPress native solution, which we generally really like, Fluent Booking. What would you start off the conversation with Fluent Booking?
Well, the first thing about Fluent Booking, Jonathan, is it's pretty new. Like in terms of software, it's not that old. It's what, 2 years? Is it a year?
Yeah,
2 years.
Yeah, a couple of years.
So a lot of people might not even be aware of it, and I don't even think they push it that hard. It is a phenomenal tool for something that works, you know, in the back end of your WordPress website. Like that, you know, that's a big thing for me, Jonathan. If I can keep most stuff on the site and not have to worry about maintaining people's connections to other third-party properties, that's just a blessing. It will hook up to payment gateways. It hook ups to Google Calendar. It syncs with other calendars. It allows you to build services, like a menu of services. And so if you're into coaching or, you know, that type of a business, you could say, you know, coaching for the first meeting free, the second meeting 30 minutes is $100 or whatever. You can build those as services, and then those services can be scheduled and prepaid for through the platform, and it's all in WordPress. And it gives you that, I'm going to give Calendly a pat on the back here. It gives you that final user interface, like what your customers see on your website is like a Calendly experience. You know, pick the date, pick the time, put in your email address, hit submit, done. Unless there's payment required, then it says, you know, pay. But super, super slick. And obviously integrates with Fluent CRM, Fluent Form, and the other Fluent tools. So it's an amazing piece of stuff.
Yeah, because the great thing, it will integrate with Fluent CRM, won't it?
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Everybody that goes to make an appointment automatically gets added to your CRM. You can tag it and segment your list. I mean, and it's all like out of the box works with this stuff. You don't have to bring in WP Fusion or you know, Automator WP or any of those things to make things work. That they just connect right out of the box.
Yeah, what I didn't also mention with Calendly, you got the free, but the standard is $12. The team is $20, but it's per seat, per user. Where with Fluent Booking, I think it's $199. They're always discounting it, but I'm giving the regular price, and that's a 5-site license, but it's not per seat. You just pay $199 a year, and you can have as many team members as you like. I think I'm right about that, and I.
Yeah, and then, Jonathan, not for nothing, but that's when you and I are talking about using products that are, you know, native to WordPress, I think some people get lost on why we're so emphatic about it. But think about a CRM tool. I mean, last year I had a client that was paying over $7,000 a month to be on ActiveCampaign. When we swap them over to Fluent CRM and SendGrid, that's a whole new world to them. That's money they're not spending anymore. It's the same with these SaaS platforms. When it's a per seat kind of adventure, that adds up over time. When I ran my own department at Suzuki and I wanted to put people on different SaaS tools for like project management and stuff like that, everything was per seat. And to get that approved through corporate was like pulling teeth.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Let's go on to the next one.
Yeah.
Actually, scheduling. Pardon?
Acuity.
Acuity. They I think this happened a couple of years ago. They are actually owned by Squarespace. Oh, the thing I was going to say before we go on to that one is that the other thing I think what Fluent Booking's really done quite well is it's, I wouldn't say unusual for WordPress, But they've done a really good job on the UX and usability, because it's got quite a bit of power. It's probably not the most powerful, because we're going to be talking about in a minute about something that's really amazingly powerful, but it's got a fair bit of power, but it's not overly complicated either. Well, do you think I'm right about saying that?
I'm going to push back just a hair on you. The user interface is not confusing. That's rather intuitive. But these WordPress Direct tools, when you go to connect them to Zoom, when you go to connect them to Gmail, it's not OAuth. It's not like you just put in your username.
Yes. Is it OAuth with the actual connecting to a Google account? Is that OAuth or is that?
No. So like even with Gmail on, and unless something's drastically changed with Fluent Booking in the last 3 months, you have to go in and set up an app in your Google account and then connect. Okay. Now I need to clarify that. That is if you want to send and receive the dates. So if you want to do one-way syncing with your calendar, you can do it on OAuth. But if you want to have the read-write capability with your synced calendar, you need to have the app and the connection through the site. I'm probably making it sound more complicated than it needs to be. It comes with directions. Just follow the directions and everything works.
It is a little hurdle, though. It's not ridiculously difficult, but it is. I don't think it's as difficult if you're trying to connect it to Zoom, though. You'll be right.
Zoom to me is I don't know why they've made that so difficult to do, but they have. Zoom is a difficult thing.
Yeah. So back to this, how do you pronounce it?
Acuity.
Like I say, it was bought by Squarespace. They don't have a free version. It starts at 20 for starter, standard 34, premium 61. It does everything Calendly does, but it's more so website focus, surprise, surprise, about how it integrates with your website. I haven't used it in anger. I've watched some of the back end. Its back end setting it up seems okay. I don't think it's the most polished of the SaaS products that we're probably going to be talking about. What do you think about it?
Acuity is interesting to me because there are some things that it does out of the box that I'm surprised about. For instance, I mean, it doesn't just do Zoom. It does Google Meet. It does GoToMeeting. It does, you know, so it integrates with more than one video tool. It syncs with Google Calendar, your iCloud, your Outlook.com. And so there's a lot of scheduling tools out there. Newsflash, we'll probably bring it up throughout this talk. But like, for instance, I use Outlook in my PC. My Outlook does not sync with a lot of the tools that I use for business. Instead, I have to sync it with my Google Calendar and then sync those other tools with Google Calendar. So Google Calendar actually becomes the hub of everything rather than the calendar I'm actually using on my PC. I'm making that sound confusing, but Acuity syncs with all of those tools. But Acuity does something that is really weird, Jonathan. I don't even know if you'll know about it. This might be a surprise for you. So a SaaS platform with a calendar, usually copy the code out, put the code on your website. Good to go. Bob's your uncle, and you got a calendar on your website. Did you know it doesn't work with websites hosted on WordPress.com?
No, I didn't. I haven't used it for years. Thank you, years. I haven't touched this.
To me, that's like the craziest thing. And I'm like, where does that come from? but it's right in their support documents too. I wanted to make sure I wasn't losing my mind and confusing them with somebody else. But, you know, it says, you know, the code you've copied to one of your pages says, note, you can embed your schedule on sites built using WordPress, but not on sites hosted by WordPress.com.
That's most solid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
Yeah, it does. Like you say, it has a lot of integrations. I've got the pricing, I wouldn't say it's steep. It's not, I presume it's per seat again. In my notes, I haven't put if it's per seat. I know imagine it is. I can't swear, like Calendly, you know, it's per seat, like Starter 20. I'm not sure about that.
They have it more like up to 6 bookable calendars, up to 30.
Oh, that's how they're doing it, is it? Right.
Yeah, and so I fell into the same kind of question, right? Like is that one person with 30?
Yeah, because they're not making it very clear, are they?
No, they're not. I don't find it amazingly affordable, but I think because of the level of integrations they have, they might pick up clients that way. For instance, like let's say I'm on Active Campaign and I'm looking for a scheduler to work with Active Campaign. Well, good luck, you know, unless I'm going to plug in Zapier or something like that. But this, you know, integrates directly, right? So maybe that's how they're getting some of their folks and charging a higher dollar.
Because if it is per user, it's a bit steep,
yeah,
isn't it? If it is, but they don't make it very clear if it is or not.
Yeah, and I have a hard time picturing somebody with 36 bookable calendars.
No, even you, Kurt. So this goes the last one of the first half. Amelia, WP. We offer both Fluent Booking and Amelia at WP Tonic as part of our hosting packages, folks. Amelia, it's a bit of a beast. It does a ton of stuff, doesn't it? It really kind of offers everything, so you don't have, if you want a booking calendar and you're running a business and you want people, you're running a small business, like a service business, a plumber, electrician, pardon me, hairdresser, and you're looking for people to book plus pay plus some other things, it will do everything. So it's trying to do everything so you don't have to use WooCommerce, really. But it's a bit over the top if you're just looking for a simple individual calendar system, isn't it?
Oh, man, Jonathan. Amelia to me is almost like, it's almost like a website platform inside a website, because each booking item can have its own featured image and GIFs and all these things. And so it's almost like I picture like the event calendar. Like you can almost have like, here's our events, here's our featured image, here's our this, here's our that, and then people can sign up and pay. And it has different levels inside of it. Like you could say up to 5 people can book this session, up to 10 people can book this session. It's almost like booking an event, but it's not. I mean, it really is an appointment scheduler, but it just has so much flexibility and so much energy in the game that if you have a really highly integrated need for scheduling, this would be one of the tools to look at.
Yeah.
Its setup is not the easiest. It's a jump.
No, it's nowhere as easy as Fluent Booking.
But once you set it up, this thing's amazing.
It is. I think I'm right about this. If you go with the starter, which is $49, you can't take payments. I think the payment functionality only starts with the standard at $99.
Mm.
And then they've got Pro at $184, Elite at $638. I think the Elite is the unlimited agency plan or something. But it is amazing. I would only advise you to look at it if you're like a service business and you're looking to take payments and booking and you're looking for something that's got a lot of flexibility and a lot of functionality built with it. And it's been around for a number of years, and the team behind it are very experienced.
See, and I was looking at the starter plan, and it says you can do Square payments. It'll connect to Square on the starter plan.
So that's confusing. I might be wrong.
Yeah, so to me, I was like, well, it's awesome because you can do payments with whatever. But if you were actually visit the pricing page, folks, you're going to see that there are a great many things that are crossed out on the starter plan that come on the standard plan and even more on the pro plan. So
yeah, I would advise you to look at, and it is $99 per year. It's not
at least the standard plan. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with the standard plan. But I'd say it's 99 per year, not per month, per year. But yeah. So we're going to go for our break, folks. And we've got to load more SaaS and WordPress scheduling calendar solutions for you. Hopefully you found the first half enlightening. I think we've done, well, Kirk's done a good job. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
I'm coming. We are coming back, folks. Want to point out, we've got a great free resource. We've got the Membership Machine Show Facebook group. If you've got any questions that come up during these podcasts, you can go to Facebook, put in the Membership Machine Show Facebook group, join, and you can ask us some questions, and it's totally free. Like I say, it's just a great resource. We've got a small community of WordPress and people like you trying to build a successful membership community focused business in 2025. Join us there, folks. On to something that's totally different to Amelia and some of the, because Amelia is totally customized. I think Fluent Booking is pretty customizable, but not to the extent Amelia is. You can literally, that's what they like, you know. So, but every time I was doing my research, Kirk, Zoom Scheduler, they've thrown a ton of money in paid search, because it was sponsor. Every search I did, Zoom Scheduler was there as a sponsored search item. So they're throwing a ton of money. It's $59.90, and it looks pretty simple, and it probably automatically integrates with, looks like it does, with Google. It definitely automatically integrates with Zoom. And it also it integrates natively with the Microsoft products, but it's a ugly interface, isn't it? Like a lot of Zoom products, isn't it? The front end and the back end, isn't it?
I just have a root dislike for the Zoom stuff. I mean, it, again, I'm going to use the big word, ubiquitous. Everyone uses it, right? So I have it. I subscribe to Zoom. I have no interest in it's like when they have a mandatory update, you do the update, and then you start getting all kinds of pop-ups about, do you want to extend the conversation? Do you want to let meeting people message you later? No, I don't want any of this stuff. I just want what I signed up for. And I feel like it's that way in the booking tool. I feel that they've partnered and they've gotten in bed with the Microsoft people and stuff like that. And, you know, it's bad enough I turn on my PC and I'm getting all kinds of ads about Copilot and all kinds of stuff for that. I just don't have the appetite for another Zoom exercise.
No, the core product, the core product is okay. It does the job. But everything else, their webinar product works. You know, it does work. It's got a bit pricey now, but it does work. But everything else they do, I can't stand it. But I still prefer Zoom to Teams. Michael, I can't stand Teams.
But there we are jumping back into a Microsoft discussion, right? And yeah. I don't know what exactly happened to me and Microsoft about 5 years ago, but I steer away from anything that has Microsoft on it.
Well, it's just not very good. That's why. That's my opinion. But to summarize, folks, it's $59.90 per user per year.
Per year.
So if you're just one of you, it's not. I just think there's better solutions. I just think there's better solutions, but it is simple. It is not complicated. It's just the options you've got, and forget about Starlink or anything like that. And you have to take what you get with it.
Okay, but I got a question for you, Jonathan. Yeah. I did not see anywhere in the write-up for this Zoom scheduler that I could take payments for people scheduling appointments.
I don't think you can.
No. And that's been a feature that we've pointed out on most of the tools we've talked about so far.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's simple.
Yeah, way simple.
Yeah, simple. Well, Calgary. Oh, come on, Jonathan. It's the heat getting to me. Calendar, you know, the free doesn't have payment. You got to go to the standard, don't you?
Yeah, you'd have to pay for it.
Yeah, and the same with Accuture, whatever you call it.
Accuity.
Yeah, I struggle with that, don't I? On to another WordPress solution that's been around a while. And until Fluent Booking came on, Simply Schedule Appointments. Bit of a mouthful. Really nice people behind it. Well experienced WordPress developers. It's got some of the problems. Well, its main problems, well, it's not a problem, it's a taste thing, is that it's got a lot of functionality enough, and the basic functionality or the more embedded is reasonably well worked out, but it takes the whole of the back end over of WordPress. It takes everything over, and I just don't like that. Instead of trying to keep a more native feel, so it's more integrated with the other parts of WordPress, it just takes over everything. And you still got the problem, which in true Fluent Booking has, where if you try, it doesn't have this automatic connection to Google Calendars or to Zoom, where some of the SaaS products do, don't they? What's your thoughts about this one?
Believe it or not, we are actually in agreement on this. I think the product is good. Overall, it's good. Like, it does what you want it to do. It is pretty clear. The interface is pretty clear. The screens, like on tablets and phones, it looks really crisp. Like the user interface is beautiful. I really don't like the decision that they made to say, like, you know, click on settings and then boom, it looks like you're on a different website. When you go to set things up, it always feels like you're on someone else's website, but you're in your own site. That's a bit much for me. I prefer a tool that integrates well inside my WordPress frame set and doesn't try to recreate the wheel inside my site.
Yes, it's got a reputation of being rock solid. The prices, these are per year, plus $129, professional edition $249, business edition $499, but they are the per year prices. You do have to study, because there are some key functionality that's available in a specific level. They also got a bit like Lifter LMS, they've got this add-on model, and you have to have a certain level to have access to the certain add-on plugins that adds the functionality.
Yeah.
But it's got a good reputation for being rock solid. And I think, like Amelia, I think you can customize it a bit better than Fluent Booking. I think Fluent Booking, you can customize. I think so.
Yeah, you know, Fluent does a really good job dynamically of adapting to the overall scene. And so I don't want us to say that, oh, well, Fluent's the way you're out of luck. Yeah. It does adapt dynamically. Yeah. It adapts to the theme really well. So I think in most cases, the Fluent Booking is going to meet a lot of needs. The Simply Schedule Appointments, I think, is more clear-cut and direct on its integration levels. So like it integrates with PayPal and Stripe. And to Jonathan's point, once you add those add-ons, you activate them, you connect, and you're done. Pretty straightforward. And the selection that they integrate with is all super popular. Like nothing is really strange or extraneous in their grouping. They connect to really well-used, well-known, rock-solid other products.
Yeah, I wasn't explaining myself very clearly there. Kurt was absolutely right. Fluent Booking does a really good job identifying the kind of modern page builder using Gutenberg, Bricks, whatever, and he adapts to the starter website of the theme. But if there's some real custom thing that you want doing, both Amelia and Simply Schedule Appointment offers more really... the theme with Simple Scheduler, it offers a lot of functionality, but it's still a lot simpler than Amelia. But I'm not having a go at Amelia because Amelia literally does a ton of stuff. Simply Scheduler is the kind of middle ground. At one end, these are very broad statements, folks.
They're easier to use for the average person.
Yeah. So I think Fluent Booking is at the easier using, and then Simply Schedules in the middle and Amelia's on the other side. And it really just depends what you're looking to do, folks. Tidy Cow, really popular. It's on the spectrum of simpler. It's more on the simple side. They've got a free product. I haven't used it, but yeah, it's good write-ups. Did look at the interface. So they've got, it is a SaaS, isn't it?
Complete SaaS.
It is a SaaS.
And to use it with WordPress, you just embed the code, the embed code.
I haven't used it in anger, really. Have you?
I've had customers that have used it. And the reason I have had customers that have used it is because, like myself, they were suckers for the lifetime deal. Their lifetime deal is amazing. And I mean, the interface is clean. It's simple. It's easy. If you're just looking for a calendar and people to book appointments, bada boom, bada bing, Tidy Cow is a great solution. And it's simple. Invariably, what will happen is people that get more experienced in WordPress and realize they can customize everything under the sun, they're going to realize, well, I just have this weird code I pulled from the SaaS platform, but I want it to be this, that, and the other, and that's not going to be an option for you. So if you're looking for customizations or anything like that, then you're going to steer towards what we talked about earlier.
Yeah, like I say, the price free or the individual plans $144. I think, but the reason I was confused, you've got the free, you've got the individual plan at $144, the agency plan at $240. But it's per year, isn't it?
Yes. No. Single payment.
It's just a single... No, it's not even per year. It's just a single payment, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the whole deal. So it's an AppSumo deal. It's $79, and you get the agency plan, and it is... I think it's a remarkable deal. It does up to 25 calendar connections with unlimited team members.
Oh, those prices, I didn't realize that. I've been hot and bothered the last few days. Actually, folks, I'm lucky to be here. I had a gas leak, and then I smacked my head and gouged my head open, folks. And I read up Kirk, and I wasn't too happy, was I? But I was bleeding to death at the time, wasn't I? So I'm lucky to be here. So it's been an interesting week, to say the least. I didn't realise that. So that's why it's still popular, folks. I don't think, when it comes to the actual front end and back end, I don't think it's the most stylish.
No, there's no style.
There's no style.
There's no style. I go back to this, Jonathan, and this is like, I know that this is a disease of mine. On one hand, I'm like...
Well, working for me sometimes.
Yeah, on one hand, I'm like, look at this cool tool. It's native to WordPress. We can load it up. We can customize it. We can do this. We can do that. We can do the other. And I get excited about it, right? And then on the other side of the scale is like, holy crud, look at this thing. It's $79, right? Unlimited team members. It builds a dedicated team page, right? So it gives you a team page to put everybody on. And it even does round robin like team meetings. Like, so let's say you're running a car dealership and you're supposed to, you know, rotate the ups that come in. It's automatically going to do that for you if you set it up to do it. And it's $79, like boom, done. I can't help but get excited about cheap stuff that seems to work. And TidyCal just seems to work. But again, like Jonathan said, no frills. No frills.
On to MotorPress appointment booking. I knew nothing about this, but they about a year ago, they sponsored my other podcast for a month. They just came out of the blue and said, do we like to sponsor you for a month? And I don't know why more pod... I should promote it a bit more, shouldn't I? Because... And I looked at it, and they've got a free version, and they've got a paid version that's $49. So when they sponsored the show, I looked at it, and I refreshed myself before we came live. I got to say, I'm quite impressed, because to me, it offers a bit more than what Fluent Booking offers. But it doesn't take over the whole back end like what Simply Scheduling, and it isn't as massive as what's it called? Amelia. I was quite impressed with it. It offers a lot of stuff. What's your thoughts about this? Did you know about this one?
I have never used it. It integrates with a ton of things. And I like the idea that you know, it'll serve any number of employees, any number of bookings. Again, we go back to that. This is what native WordPress is like. No limitations, right? So I like that whole concept of it. But when I went to the pricing page and I tried to figure out, like, what was what? Like, what do we actually get here? It looked like everything was an add-on, right? So if I want to use it with WooCommerce, that's $79. If I want to... add appointment checkout fields, it's $49. If I want to use Square, it's another $49. And so this is one of those use cases where you need to know what you want and be very strategic about how you sign up for the added benefits, right? And really look at what you're doing there. For instance, they have Google Analytics for setting your appointments for $39. Folks, I don't need Google Analytics to tell me if I'm making appointments or not. You know, so I just think that's a weird thing to focus on. But some use cases, maybe somebody wants to know how many people checked, you know, how many people clicked on it versus set the appointment. I don't know.
Yeah, but when it comes to the actual, it doesn't take the whole back end, and it gives you loads of options, doesn't it? The paid version.
And it's styled nice. I mean, it's pretty modern looking. It's not all antiquated and weird looking. And it works with Elementor. It works in the standard block editor. There's a lot of good things here.
Right. I've got a couple that I didn't send to you because I forgot until the last minute. And I thought, oh, I better add these. SavvyCull. I thought we better talk about SavvyCull.com. I'm not totally, it's really powerful, and I think it's got the best UX design back and front of any of the SaaS products. It's per user again. The basic is $12 per user, premium $20. And I'm not totally sure about this. I might be wrong, but you know, Rob Rowling, when he was the friend of the show, Rob Rowling, him and his partner, I think it was Derek Reamer was his partner that started Drip. Well, after they sold Drip, I think Derek, who's the founder of SavvyCull, I think he went on to establish SavvyCull, but I might be totally wrong. I'm just going by my memory here, which is bad now. It's getting worse. But I don't know if you know this one and that. I kind of forgot. And then, we've got to have to talk about this one. because it's got some unique functionality as well, especially if you've got teams or groups of people. I think it's got a really great Robin. I think they use that term where it's got some unique functionality. But
just round robin?
Yes, it. Yeah, it's got that functionality and it works really well. And I just really like the interface. Do you know anything about this one? Has this come on your radar at all?
Are we talking about SavvyCal still?
Yeah.
I have not used SavvyCal. See, yep. You caught me off guard.
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about SweetDash?
That's the I got another one that came on my radar that when I was doing my research for this episode, by the way, I'm not blowing our trumpet. My God, I did a fair bit of research for this, looking at YouTube and online reviews and that. And a lot of the reviews on YouTube for these products are awful. All of it is terrible. This other one came up a lot called calcal.com.
That one I've heard of.
And it's getting a lot of positive reviews. They've got a free product. They've got a team 15, an organization 37. I presume that's per user, but I'm not sure.
Per month, per user.
Pardon?
Per month, per user.
Per user. But a lot of people are raving about it, but I haven't used it. And I don't know if they've just been doing a social media campaign on YouTube with influencers. It seems it's open source, though. I didn't know that. You've got to pay for it, but the code is open source. So I presume you can get your hands on the code and host it yourself. I didn't have enough time. Oh, here you are. Starter kit. Build your own scheduling app with our starter kit. I presume you can self-host this yourself, but it looks very similar to Calgary, doesn't it? It's got that look, hasn't it?
Yeah. So I have experience with Calcom from one specific client, and that was because they required HIPAA compliance.
Oh.
So there was something about this product that made it HIPAA compliant. So there was that. And then, yeah, if you go to the pricing page, it says self-host it, like selfhostcal.com. Install instructions right here.
Oh, so it is HIPAA compliant.
Yeah. And so with the HIPAA thing, I think it has to be on a certain server or something like that, or that I got lost in that. I'm not a HIPAA expert, but my client required it because they had to be HIPAA certified to have scheduling.
Yeah. We normally advise, if they want that, we advise them to use Microsoft 360 and use that because you can integrate it and lock it down, which I hate doing, but, you know, because I don't like Microsoft products. So you want to surprise me? Is there any calendar that we haven't mentioned that comes on your radar?
I just, you know, sucker for a lifetime deal. I signed up for that SweetDash thing years ago, and I use it to run a good portion of my business. And it has a booking calendar in it that is like, just like everything else, has a learning curve to set up. But once I set it up, it's been rock solid for like 3 years. It makes my appointments. It syncs to other calendars. Lets me charge people for appointments in some instances before we meet. It works really well.
Yeah, let's just to wrap up. Let's look at book like a boss.
Books like a boss.
I am not a fan. I interviewed the founder of this. It's been around for a while. I found it to be rock solid. And what's their pricing? So, yeah, it's
like a boss.
Pardon?
I'm just making fun of the accent. Books like a boss.
Yes, book like a boss. Espresso is like $10 a month, billed yearly. You got to cough up yearly. I've got the lifetime, and then they've got Molcha, cappuccino, latte. Well, they're into the coffee, folks, and that's the freelance. And then teams, it's a sliding scale. It starts with three users. I hate those sliding scale. It's been rock solid, folks. Book like a boss. I got it on the lifetime. They do the actual calendar, I think, is reasonably good. They offer like a website, a landing page, landing pages and other stuff. I'm not too sure about all that, but the actual calendars, like the product you bought, it's been rock solid. And to set it up, it's more intuitive than Calendly, but I wouldn't say it's fantastic either. There's one or two things that if I want to change, I have to really delve in and read their help section. But they do have a lot of help documentation and videos. So I think that's a good one. So I think we're going to wrap it up now. We've delved in. We've covered a ton, haven't we? So
yeah.
What's the best way for people to find out more about you, Kurt?
To connect person to person, LinkedIn's a good spot. So Kurt von Annen at LinkedIn. And if it's business related, mañana no más.
Yeah, and if you want to support the show, folks, if you're getting value out of our weekly show that me and Kurt gives you all this info for free, the way you could help us out is to go over to iTunes or Spotify on the app, on the phone, and leave us a review. If you're using your phone, and most people listen to their podcasts on the phone, it's really easy to leave a review, both on the iTunes app and on the Spotify app. And good, bad, or indifferent, it really then promotes us to new people. We've been growing lately on the podcast. More people are listening and downloading it. And if you can do that, that really does help both me and Kirk. We will be back next week with another topic that will enable you to build a successful membership or community-focused website in 2025. We'll see you soon, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.